This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
What is the latest with the Holy Father's visit to Kazakhstan?
Yes. So the Holy Father arrived on Tuesday and first had a short encounter with the president of Kazakhstan. And then he met with various civil authorities, the diplomatic corps of Kazakhstan. And throughout these various meetings, John, that we've been seeing, he's reiterating a particular message, urging all to try to find harmony. He's saying, allow for peace and democracy to prevail in the country. Now, why Kazakhstan specifically? Well, Pope Francis is there to attend the 7th Congress of Leaders of World Religions. And so this is a congress that takes place every 3 years right there in Nur-Sultan, Kazakhstan. And that country itself is about 70% Muslim and about 25% Christian. So this is a two-day meeting, and it has brought together religious leaders from around the world to focus on how religious leaders can foster spiritual and social development post-pandemic, and also how to promote peace and to make concrete commitments amongst themselves towards some of the world's most pressing issues. Now, with that said, over 100 delegations from 50 countries are attending the Congress, and they're made up of religious, cultural, civil, government, non-governmental representatives. And Pope Francis, at his address to the Congress, has been talking about how religions need to grow in friendship in order to respond to the thirst for world peace and for the desire for what he called the infinite that dwells in the heart of every person, John.
And Ashley, we actually have a little bit of audio just to give you a taste of the Holy Father's message upon his arrival yesterday to Kazakhstan.
I'm honored to be here with you in this land as vast as it is ancient. I have come here as a pilgrim of peace, seeking dialogue and unity. Our world urgently needs peace. It needs to recover harmony.
And that is really much of the theme and the message that the Holy Father is bringing to this 7th Congress of Leaders of World Religions.
Yes, absolutely. That's the theme that we're hearing again and again. And you know, John, this is not the first visit of a pope to Kazakhstan. In 2001, Pope John Paul II made the first visit, and that, incidentally, was just 9 days after the terrorist attacks on 9/11 of that year.
Wow.
Of course, the trip was planned well in advance. But it's been interesting, too, because another reality that people are talking about right now as this is happening is that Chinese President Xi Jinping is also there. And that's because neighboring Kazakhstan and China have close ties with some large-scale Chinese investments there in Kazakhstan because of its natural resources. So this is through the Chinese One Belt, One Road initiative, which incidentally, Italy is also very entrenched in that same initiative. And the now Chinese President Xi has announced his plan for a new Silk Road in the Kazakh capital. That started all the way back in 2013. So on the papal flight, Pope Francis was asked by a journalist if he was going to meet Xi during his time in Kazakhstan. And Pope Francis replied, well, I don't know anything about that, but I'm always ready to go to China. So this, you can imagine, this comment has gained a lot of attention and conversation. Those say that if it did happen, it would be unprecedented. But in the background of all of this, John, the Holy See and the Republic of Kazakhstan have strengthened collaboration. They've signed a bilateral agreement this morning to facilitate the granting of visas for church personnel who are coming from abroad to work amongst the Catholic faithful there.
And Ashley, as a Catholic news agency is reporting, the Holy Father also took this opportunity to address all of these world leaders with the message that every human being is sacred. Such an important message for all religious leaders to hear.
Yes, he's been talking about the importance of human dignity. He's been talking about unity. He's also been making appeals to end the war. And of course, Kazakhstan being just south of Russia, the war in Ukraine has become a big conversation. And so he has been addressing religious leaders, praying silently with other religious leaders, specifically for the prayer of peace. And while this is happening, the Polish Cardinal Konrad Krzyzewski, who's the papal almoner here in Rome, in charge of papal charities, he is about to embark on his fourth visit to Ukraine. And so the Vatican has put out an official statement saying that he is going for the purpose of visiting various communities of faithful, of priests and religious, visit their bishops, who, as they say, for more than 200 days have been in It continued their ministry despite the dangers of war. And so Cardinal Krzyzewski, you may remember that in the past he drove an ambulance to Kazakhstan and donated it. He spent Holy Week and Easter there with the people. He prayed at an unmarked mass grave holding at least 80 people. So this is all happening in the background too as this visit is going on. And of course, Pope Francis, the Holy Father, will return back to Rome tomorrow, John.
And we continue to pray for the Holy Father, Pope Francis, for his safety as he continues with this trip. Meanwhile, Italy's energy prices are soaring as unemployment is rising again. What is going on there?
Yes. So, John, as in all places in the world, energy prices, of course, are rising in what is being called very drastic, dramatic rates. And so a report has just come out from a very popular business association that says that there is a threat to 881,000 small businesses, enterprises. There's about 3.5 million people in Italy who are employed by these businesses. So there's been a rise in gas and electric prices in 43 different sectors. They're saying that there is a risk of massacre of businesses. And up in Lombardy, where Milan is, there's about 800,000 people in peril of losing their jobs right now. Now, Italy's Co-op Group has just said in its annual report that as many as a third of Italians may be unable to pay their utility bills by Christmas because of these energy prices. So about 57% of people surveyed said they are having trouble paying the rent, and 26% are considering stopping payments altogether or delaying. And so on top of all this reality, the Di Vittorio Foundation has just reported that over 9 million people in Italy are in serious difficulty, as they call it, when it comes to employment. So they're jobless or cannot find permanent jobs. So it's being called a very dire situation right now, John. And so we certainly hope and pray for the welfare of this country.
It sure sounds dire. Now, Ashley, despite this, the reality that tourism has been on an upswing, masks are still obligatory on public transport.
Yes.
What is going on?
Yes, I know. I know it's hard for many people to believe, but it's true. Italy has really been hanging on to this. And not just any masks, John, but even the FFP2 masks are what is obligatory. Over the past few days, police in Italy have been on a fining rampage, fining commuters who do not have masks on. They have made a total of €81,000 in fines over these past few days. Now, this is an interesting timing, of course, because this is just as schools reopen here in the middle of September, and if commuters are going back to work after the August summer holidays when everything was closed. So yes, indeed, masks are obligatory on buses, trains, subways, trams, even outdoor ferries, but not planes right now. So the good news, though, is that Italy's schools have reopened these last few days without COVID restrictions, John.
Well, we hope that all those mask mandates will go away sometime soon there for the Italian people. Meanwhile, today is a big feast day in Italy and around the world, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. How is it being celebrated there in Italia?
Yes, well, one very important place of pilgrimage today, John, is to the Church of St. Peter itself, to St. Peter's Basilica, where pilgrims have the opportunity to venerate the relic of a true piece of the Holy Cross, which, of course, was brought over by St. Helena, the mother of the Emperor Constantine. And in addition to that, pilgrims will make their way over to the Church of the Holy Cross of Jerusalem, where also a piece of the true cross is kept.
Santa then Croce, John, as they say in Italian.
Santa Croce, bravo, Santa Croce in Gerusalemme. And it's interesting because the reason that it's called in Jerusalem instead of Jerusalem is that because St. Helena brought back actual dirt, earth from the Holy Land, the very earth upon which Jesus Christ would have stepped. And she spread that down before the church was built. So the idea is that when you enter into the church, it's as though you are entering into the Holy Land, you're entering into Jerusalem itself. So in the meantime, with the exaltation of the cross, John, over in Chiaccia, Sicily, they will actually bring out a special reliquary bearing a holy thorn of the crown of thorns that was placed on the head of Christ. And in the meantime, pilgrims will go to the church in that town. It's called San Nicolo la Latina, and it's an Arabian Norman style church, but in it is one of the oldest crucifixes in Sicily. And so pilgrims will gather there to pray. But in the meantime, last night in Lucca, Italy, they have a famed procession in celebration of the exaltation of the cross. So imagine that the procession begins with carrying a large banner of the holy face of Christ, and then comes a cross that's filled with flowers, and then comes the gold processional cross of the cathedral, and then it's followed by all kinds of different groups, volunteer groups, associations, pilgrim groups, different neighboring churches, for example, the Greek Church, Ukrainian Catholic Church, Romanian Orthodox Church, etc., and parishioners. People hold candles. The diocese actually has a music app that they ask everyone to download so everyone can sing along. They pray the rosary together. And finally, they finish the procession by entering into the church together to pray in front of the Holy Crucifix, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.